Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on? You know what day it is. It's Thursday night. It's time to get Rated R with your boys, the Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruz, as always, your host, with my co-host, Greg DeMarc, and tonight, Martez L is going to, he's going to be on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, and we got an exciting show, short but sweet. What's going on, brothers?
I'm very, very tired.
Makes two of us. I'm on the old man schedule. You know about that. You've been there.
Yeah, I just turned 40 last week. So, yeah, I am definitely old as fuck. And every time I stay up or out past my bedtime, I definitely pay for it. And I don't want to say regret it, because I sure don't regret it, man. We had a hell of a time.
I did not regret one thing. Now.
Yeah, you were home before 2 a.m. too.
Dude, I can't believe the drive that you took and made, you know what I'm saying? My hat's off to you, dude, because I live literally 5 minutes away from where the event was last night. Now, guys, last night's show, the mega show of the, I want to say, of the deathmatch indie promotions ever in the history of indie promotions of deathmatch, Horseland versus GCW. What a mega show, dude. Horseland and GCW put it all on the line last night, and they showed off and showed out with the blood coming from behind them. You know what I mean? They made a track of blood that flew behind them with their blood, sweat, and tears and the love of the game that we all talk about.
I think that they did a good job with not just focusing on death, which obviously GCW is known for death matches, Horseslams, a death match promotion, but it was a very good mix of entertainment
from the very first match,
which might, for my money, been the best match of the night. I mean, there's a lot on the line with Tony Deppen and Trey Miguel, but I think I'm going to have to say that the first match was absolutely the best.
Yes, I agree with you. That was AJ what? I forgot his name.
AJ Gray and Jason Hotch.
Jason Hotch, seen and on AEW Impact Wrestling, and man, wherever you could find wrestling on TV besides WWE.
Yeah, it's getting there, and man, a lot of GCW guys.
You know what, dude? Because, dude, what a great time it is right now to be a wrestling fan. Not just for the indie scene, because indies are flourishing as we speak, because they got a platform like Fight TV and Smart Mark TV. But Fight TV was the big sponsor last night, and dude, they're getting a chance to be seen, and they're getting a chance to shine on a stage that they're used to, but they want to be on the big stage. But how can you do that? By showing your talent somewhere where you can have a big platform.
A lot of a lot of Midwest guys, I think, got that big platform, because I know a lot of people that aren't from around here that were planning on ordering that to check it out, and I'm sure nobody was disappointed.
Oh, fuck no, they weren't, dude, because when I left,
but
I was disappointed
that I left.
The big
story of the night, the big story, our brother, our fearless leader, Martez, not only came out to his first indie show, but came out to a deathmatch show, which isn't necessarily his cup of tea.
His cup
as
of tea.
It's not Coco's
exactly.
either. But
Oh, man,
Martez,
I wish Brother
gotta
Coco
put you on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
From, you know, a Fed fan guy that loves everything wrestling, you got to tell us about your experience. No sell. That's the classic no sell right there. Is
That's
what you call
that. That's the classic
no
sell.
I'm sure
that
he'll,
Hold on.
He'll answer that here for us in a minute, but man, he sat with us, and man, the look on his face, it's just like any wrestling fan, I say, man, catch an indie show because you,
Martez is trying to say we hear him, but I don't hear him.
It's a hard no. Yeah.
It's
a hard no.
Very hard no.
Boss. But man.
Can't hear you at all.
From the very beginning to the very end. At one point, I don't know if you were still there, Day-Day, so the gusset plate bat, right, is being
no,
used.
No, dude, I did not see that live. I was watching it on Fight TV. As soon as I stepped into the doors, I got the Fight TV app on my fucking TV or on my phone already. I put it up. I purchased
Martez,
it.
Martez is literally checking a text message. And a gusset plate comes flying off a bat and hits him right in the chest.
Wow.
He's like,
whoa.
Wow.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
Can you guys hear me?
That's fucking hilarious.
Yes,
Matt,
we can hear you now, boss.
All right. First and foremost, I'm going to have to thank you guys, you know, for almost 2 years you guys been inviting me to things in regards to indie wrestling. And for whatever reason, work-related, something else going on, I didn't make it. But let's fast forward to last night, or rewind to last night. Thanks, Brother Greg, for taking me to this event. I appreciate you. It was good to see you, Brother Southwest. It was an awesome time.
Oh, you know.
But I'm still trying to process what I saw last night, man. Really, I have chills right now talking about it. Yes, deathmatch. It's not my cup of tea, but I was amazed. I was impressed. That first match really set the tone for me. The passion in that place was off the charts. The brutality of everything you guys promoted for years. it was crazy, man. And that was my first indie show. I'm coming back again. I can see myself getting addicted to this.
It's kind of what it is. And like, even though like you may not ever want to see another death match, but I'll bet you would be glad that you caught one live. Even if, you know what I mean, someone didn't want to see that again, I think as a wrestling fan, they'd be glad they seen it once.
To touch on what you said, yeah, because I don't think I would go to those frequently. I'm not saying that they're bad, but I think it'd have to be a special occasion for me to go to a death match. I want to keep that special for me, but any other show, I'll definitely go to.
So what was your favorite match of the night?
You said what?
What was your favorite match of the night?
The first match, like, the intensity of that match was, like, I'm still thinking about it right now. Yep.
Top Notch versus AJ Gray. That was a fucking banger right there. I'm telling you, man, that match set the bar the whole night, basically, on the wrestling side. because you even had the Horace Slam heavyweight championship match with Trey Miguel and Tony Deppen. Duke, Tony Deppen is a former Ring of Honor television heavyweight champion. Just barely lost mm-hmm. that championship like a month ago. And the Trey Miguel's on Impact. You know what I'm saying? These guys are not mm-hmm. just, you know what I'm saying, you know, they're top-notch talent, basically. And yeah. that's what we promote every time and everywhere in indie wrestling in Michigan is the top-tier talent that we have here in the Midwest.
Yeah.
We have top-tier talent in the Midwest.
And I completely agree. And I'm going to just say this last thing, and I'm going to take my seat and turn my mic off. I never thought
we're
I
trying,
would enjoy
it. We're trying to interview you here. We're trying to interview
yeah.
you. You are the star of the show. You are our guest of the evening because what we have to say about it, I mean, you can hear a lot of guys saying what we say,
yeah.
but everyone wants to know how you felt about it. We want to know about your experience.
Like your whole, the whole show, like every match, I'm pretty sure every match made you feel different from the beginning to the end because the even the swamp Brutus Atlas versus that Hollywood Ocho, that match was good too. You seen blood, you seen choke slams,
yeah.
you seen everything to wrestling yep. matches to that dude that dude that flipping broke his neck almost. Broke his face.
Oh man.
Did you see that, Martez?
Yep. Dude.
Oh yeah.
MM3 landed right on his head, dude. And it was awful. And he actually cracked his head open.
You know
on
what?
The
I wasn't
a competitor
I was
to
nice.
Get up. Yeah, he
I was
finished
not
the match and
that.
Talked to him afterwards.
For real?
Yeah,
Martez
is definitely a timid guy. I took him to the merch tables, but Martez just—he wasn't really trying to meet a bunch of people like that. Although
yeah,
he did meet all of our friends, all these guys we talk about. Shout out to the Pro Wrestling Edge. Our dude.
Shout out to our brothers. PWE.
The greatest podcast in Michigan.
And
I
guys,
give them that.
I wish next time I'll be more, how should I put this?
Social.
I'll be non-
so see.
Yeah, social. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I am.
That's a whole nother.
I have like
that's
social anxiety, and I came around for a long time and just, you know, cheered with my son and, you know, talked to Neil, Nasty Neil. You know, I talked to a person or two. You get comfortable
Neil.
With more people, and then you get comfortable talking to more people. That's how, and
right.
then, same thing with the wrestlers. You get comfortable, you know, being around and talking to and approaching wrestlers, and,
dude.
You know, it gets easier. I still have a hard
yeah,
time
I
with
cut,
it, you know?
Listen. Last night I had an amazing night. Before the show, I'm going to give you guys a lowdown in the stories. Listen, before the show, I talked to Mance Warner. I talked to Ace Austin. Johnny Bravo. Impact's Johnny Bravo. That's my dude. Shout
wow.
out. Happy birthday, Johnny Bravo. Today's Johnny Bravo's birthday. John, capital letter E, period, Bravo. I talked to him last night.
That's
he couldn't
the right
talk
way.
Because he had to leave. And, and then I talked to Ace Austin on Facebook. Shout out to him. That's my dude. And, man, I bought him a Diet Pepsi because I guess that's all they had when he went up to the bar. So I'm like, hey, man, you know, bump it. Shout out to Ace Austin, man. I talked to Mance Warner and, I didn't even really talk to him because I didn't even get to see him because I'm going to tell you guys a funny story. I talked to Mance Warner after their match, after their victory, when they beat DTA, Rhino, and man, there were so many matches. There was so much talent in that match. I can't even name them all. There's a Madman Phone OVE from Impact Wrestling, but nonetheless, after their victory, I talked
from
to Mance.
Impact Wrestling.
I talked to. Yep, everybody was there last night, but whatchamacallit, I talked to Mance Warner. I was like, hey, man, can I buy you a cold beer? He's like, oh, hell yeah, brother. He's like, get me a Bud Light. So I went to the bar. I bought him two Bud Lights. And I go to sit down. Then Jason, he was like, hey, come on, man. He's like, let's go chill out. Let's go hang out outside.
Matt Warner looks for me. Chuck Stein said he looks for me, and I wasn't there, but he gave him one of my beers. I'm cool. You know, I ain't going to cry about it. I was like, cool. So at the end of the night, I couldn't even find him. So I'm like, you know, nonetheless, I'll find him on Facebook, and, you know, we'll probably have him on the show pretty soon with Matt Justice. But, man, that I bought two beers, and I couldn't even get it to Matt Warner.
Hey, that's the thing, man. And time flies fast at those shows.
Oh, yeah.
Vince Warner, and that was like two of the only people I didn't get to sign my poster, and they but man,
but I'm pretty sure. Listen,
my memory. I promise
that I will make that happen. I'm gonna make sure that I get Matt Warner and Matt Justice on the show, because we can even talk to Briar and make that happen. You know, we are both great friends, man. Briar, I love Briar to the end, dude. Briar's my guy because, you know what I'm saying, he was there during the events of my mom.
He kind
of
got his ass beat by
it.
Jimmy Lloyd.
Yeah, he did. He got his ass beat by Jimmy Lloyd.
What's up with the crack on Ronald McDonald, though, dude? Like, is he, like, a thing?
I think he is in the deathmatch community. I'm not going to say 100%.
And, you know, a lot of the GCW marks popped for him like he was a thing.
They did. I seen that live.
I mean, he took an ass whooping real slow.
Oh, yeah, he fucking got his ass kicked.
Yeah, he took an ass whooping real slow.
Hey, he got a McAss whooping. He got a McAss whooping.
Yeah, he got... Yeah, Jimmy Lloyd hit him with that McDouble piece.
Yeah, he hit him with the McDouble fucking light tubes, and he fucked him up.
Yeah, and we, that was another... You know, crazy little match that they had. And obviously, man, Tommy Vendetta, the main event with John Wayne Murdoch.
Dude, that match was straight fucking bloody fire. Bloody fucking fire. That's an infernal fucking volcano eruption that you couldn't stop. But we do have a new Horseland Deathmatch Champion, which is the no-holds-barred American Deathmatch Champion, John fucking Murdoch.
It's crazy, man.
Murdoch.
Three titles. We got three new champions. Four if you count, you know, the tag team titles is two. But
yeah,
we crowned the new UPW champion. We've held that title many times at Briar's house. He said he was going to crown an undeniable champion.
We held that for a long time.
And he did, and my pick was Atlas Hightower, dude. I was certain
Atlas
Hightower.
Mine was
Hightower
too, dude. Mine was too.
In the bag.
Shout out to Atlas and shout out to Jamie. But, man, dude, I thought
and
Atlas
birthday
had
boy,
too.
Johnny Bravo, helped his protege, Chinstrap Jesus, get the win.
Yeah. It was a good match nonetheless, but, you know, to me, Chinstrap Jesus is a mixture and a love child. Listen to this, a love child between The Miz and MJF, Michael, whatever his name is, Freeman. Maxwell Jacob Freeman,
that's
there you go.
Good company to be
spoken
with again.
And then you got Johnny Bravo on his side. You got Johnny Bravo on his corner. Which Johnny Bravo is one of the greatest managers, referees. He's done it all in the business. Johnny Bravo is one of the greatest that came out of Michigan, man.
And dare I say being such a good friend of the 24-karat Lion, which we'll talk about that as well. But, man, Johnny Bravo might have been the best-dressed man in the building. A very rare occasion that Goldmane is not the best dressed man in the building. I mean,
Don
Georgie give him a, you know, a run for his money here and there.
Right,
but not
much. Got
to give it to the 24-karat Lion. But last night, Johnny Bravo and that yellow suit boy.
Yes.
Looking sharp.
Yes, dude. Johnny Bravo is always repping with the styling and profiling. That dude is always dripping. He's always got something good wearing. He's got all these suits, dude. I've been following him on Facebook. Johnny Bravo, dude. I love that guy. He's always fucking wearing a pimp-ass suit, bro.
John, capital E, period, Bravo. Friend of the show. Former guest.
Yes.
I wished him I just wished him a happy birthday on Facebook, on Messenger. Just a few while ago before the show.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's like I said last night, he wanted me to he told me to stop by, but I didn't see him, and you know, I didn't walk completely to the back, but he was like he's like, I'll catch you at the next show, or he's like you know, we'll chat or whatever. So I mean, hopefully we'll get him back onto the show, which hopefully there's no problem with him coming back onto the show, and we'll have, you know, maybe
yeah,
we'll have
awesome,
Jesus.
Yeah.
So. Oh yeah, he was
absolutely. He's another friend of the show.
Yes. Oh, very
another
close friend. Yes, he's a great guy. But Mitch is his bitch.
Yeah.
Mitch is his bitch.
Absolutely.
Yep. Mitch is his bitch. Fuck Mitch Hewitt.
Ain't seen Mitch Hewitt in a while. Ain't seen much of him.
Yeah.
I tell you what,
he's
man.
A bitch.
There's a lot of wrestling going on again this weekend. I personally have two bookings in the next 2 days. Tomorrow in Hamtramck, FU Wrestling, man. I'm so excited. Launch of a new promotion. Very good friend of mine. It's I'll be bringing the ring and the bell. And, man,
yeah.
It's going to be a blast, dude. The roster for FU Wrestling is just stacked. Our boy Finn's going to
yeah.
be there. It's, oh, my gosh, it's going to be wild. And it's
That's
a different
problem.
Environment. It's outside, standing room only type, you know, real informal type deal. I'm real excited to check that out, man. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And then on Saturday, I have MPWA, the Midwest Pro Wrestling Alliance, presents another benefit show for the American Legion in Milan. Yours truly will be doing the ring announcing duties. And, man, the last time I went to that show, we did another benefit show for the American Legion a couple months ago, and it was just so much fun. Just from the fans to the, I mean, just so much fun. But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you're in those areas, it's not downriver. Neither of those shows, that's what's kind of notable. You know, if you don't live downriver and you haven't, you know, we got one in Hamtramck, which is like right on the east side of Detroit, right by 94. And, you know, if you're further out west, you know, Milan near Ann Arbor, check them out there, MPWA.
Hell yeah.
All week.
I'm with you on that.
And isn't Pro Wrestling All-Stars is running tomorrow as well, actually?
Tomorrow, yeah. I might go to that one. I might hit that one.
If you go to wrestling and don't go to FU Wrestling, then FU Day Day.
Ask me, no,
what
ask
you,
Greg.
About? If you're going out,
me.
I need you here. Hamtramck's closer to Detroit than probably Melvindale is.
You're right. If I do go to wrestling, I'll go to FU Wrestling, brother.
My boy Darren McCarty's going to be there.
Ah,
yeah,
we got to smoke some good.
Love that guy, man.
Have.
One of the nicest guys I'll ever meet.
Nice. Fuck yeah.
One of many
Maybe
people
we'll
Martez
on.
Got to meet last night, man. He's like, wow. I was like, you know, it's...
Man, I got to hang out and drink some pop with, well, I drank a beer for my dad's 10th year anniversary, but I bought Madman Fulton a pop. I bought Ace Austin a pop. I bought Atlas a pop, and I bought Sin a pop. We sat outside, and we, you know what I'm saying? Well, like I said, they were drinking Diet Pepper, Diet Coke, and I wasn't drinking no Diet Coke.
I can't drink
I hung out
diet
with all
anything,
four.
Dude.
I that me neither. That's why I bought me
I
a beer.
I can't do the diet. Anything that's
beer.
Not diet, I'll drink. You know, they had ran out of beer like several times, and at one point, all they had was that like seltzer stuff. our good buddy Joe. Shout out to Joe, by the way.
Yeah, my brother.
My man,
I love him.
We love you, brother. Family.
Rated R Wrestling Podcast. That's
our dude.
And Joe, he's a part of the family for sure.
Oh yeah. Joe has always been my dude.
Oh yeah, for sure since day one.
Joe had this had the whole seltzer gimmick, I guess. It was like a Pabst White Claw, I guess. And he said, yeah, it was definitely diet tasting and a regrettable experience for him.
Jesus Christ. But
yeah,
man. But last night was just a great show, dude, all in all. And tonight, don't sleep, because GCW will stay in Detroit tonight as they have their pay-per-view Guilty Conscience. They have their Guilty Conscience pay-per-view. Hold on, I'm trying to. And I got the whole card right here tonight in the same, what is that? What is it called? Legion or the place that we were at last night.
The Knights of Columbus?
Knights of Columbus, yeah.
On Larkin Street.
I couldn't get it. On Larkin Street in Southwest
Knights
Detroit
Columbus
on Michigan
on
Avenue.
Street.
GCW presents Guilty Conscience, man. Pay-per-view. Who knows? And I'm going to get on the subject that I was talking to you about in just a second with Matt Cardona. Remember, we were just talking about this not even an hour ago. So I'm going to start off with the card as I see it. You're going to get Nick Gage versus Gregory Irons. Why did I want to say Gregory Helms? Gregory Irons. Gregory Irons right there, man. Great wrestler, dude. I can't say nothing about the dude, but Nick Gage is going to kick that ass. He's going to kick that crippled ass. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize, but that's what everybody calls him. I didn't mean that. But Alex Colon versus Ricky Shane Page, RSP, as you've seen him on AEW Dark from 440. That's my dude. I like RSP as a wrestler. I've seen him wrestle all four times on AEW. And then you got the New Horse Land Tag Team Champions and the GCW Tag Team Champions, Second Gear, versus Atticus Kogar and Eric Ryan.
Fuck those guys.
Dude. Fuck them. Fuck Ohio. Fuck all Ohio.
Fuck anybody who took the tag team titles from DTA.
Yep, that was them. That was them. But nonetheless, dude, their card is going to be a good card, and they're going to probably sell out the house. Nonetheless, dude, Matt Cardona. I want to get to Matt Cardona.
Matt Cardona, bro.
That motherfucking
I love what
dude,
he's doing
that,
right now. I think it's perfect. He's the perfect guy at the perfect time. It's so beneficial for everyone because Cardona was pretty stale out there. I mean, WWE released him. His return generated some buzz, but didn't go nowhere. And then he did the GCW thing. Like, the deathmatch thing, totally not a Zack Ryder thing, right? But he did it. And the way he did it and the way he's playing the GCW hardcore diehard fan base, I just love it, dude. It's one of the greatest things in wrestling right now is heel Matt Cardona in GCW.
Yeah, no, he left WWE. Everybody thought that he was going to go to AEW or Impact Wrestling and become still Zack Ryder, the woo-woo-woo guy. No, dude, he became Matt Cardona, and once that became, he went to AEW and made his name, left AEW to go to Impact Wrestling to fight. And, dude, he went from AEW from AEW to Impact.
Yeah, he
from
was
Impact
pretty stale.
To GCW.
Between AEW and Impact, he did was real stale. It said it generated a little buzz, but didn't go nowhere. He wasn't getting over.
No, he didn't go
cool
nowhere.
To see him,
he didn't.
Had some shot value, and it went
but
nowhere, and it wasn't over.
But he was more of a threat than what he has ever been in WWE. Nonetheless, Matt Cardona, dude, mate, it doesn't matter what he did, because if he wanted to stay in AEW, I'm pretty sure he could have stayed in AEW.
I agree. I think he could have stayed anywhere he wanted. I think this
exactly.
is the best decision, the best place and best fit for him. Right now, on this day in September of 2021, Matt Cardona and what he's doing in GCW is one of the hottest angles in wrestling right now.
I watched the match live, dude. I loved what he did in his first death match. He took an ass whooping from Nick fucking Gage. He took a fucking ass whooping from Nick Gage, came back somewhat. 440 came out. Ricky Shane Page tried to protect Nick Gage. They fought off 440 and, you know, kicked him out the ring. Nick Gage, you know what I'm saying, gave dab to RSP. And RSP kicked Nick Gage was going to kick RSP, Matt Cardona's face off. RSP kicked him from the balls from behind. And Matt Cardona became the GCW champion. And I have not seen in my whole entire life of being a wrestling fan, besides when Hulk Hogan turned heel, so much trash in the ring when somebody either became heel or won a championship. Nonetheless, than I've seen with Matt Cardona as he became the GCW champion. I had so much heat, so much inferno that was coming off of the fans towards Matt Cardona when he beat Nick Gage for that GCW World Championship. Now, called the GCW Universal Championship, I will post stuff up on the radio, the Radio Wrestling Facebook page of the new championship that he promised that he would get for the GCW is a Spinner GCW Universal Championship. And what if you guys pay attention, if you guys look this up, when Matt Cardona won the GCW championship, you know that generic pose when you win a championship in WWE on 2K, whatever, when you get on your knees and then you put the championship up in the air and you get back up and none, whatever? That's what Matt Cardona did, and this is what Matt Cardona is doing. He's going to become the face of GCW, turn GCW around, and make it into somewhat of a horse slam that has a mixture between the death match and the pro wrestling. They're going to bring in pro wrestlers and bring the GCW championship and make it into somewhat of a death match pro wrestling championship.
Yeah, that's what very I think. Well, that's what I love about it, that he's trying to make it. He's a WWE guy, and you know, these hardcore GCW fans aren't.
They're not going for it. But I can guarantee you, he's going to make a change. Matt Cardona is going to make a change because the promo that he cut. If you guys look it up on YouTube, whatever social media, the promo he cut was somewhat of a Shane Douglas when he won the NWA championship, took it to the ECW crowd and brought out and that he is the EC, that he was the ECW champion, and the whole promo that he did.
Unbelievable night. That's actually, if we can get Martezzi, another thing I want to ask him about is probably, which is always going to be when he appears, the biggest pop of the night was probably Nick Gage. These people are fucking wild for Nick Gage.
I can believe it, dude. I can believe it. I'm so pissed off. Ask my girl, bro, whenever you see her, whenever you come see Josiah. Nonetheless, dog, I swear to God, I've been there live when the people pop for Nick fucking Gage, bro. Nick Gage is the... Man, AEW, if they keep Nick Gage, and I'm pretty sure, dude, that he can cut a promo without cussing, just if they do him a PG cussing, you know what I'm saying? He can get the crowd pumping and humping like WWE wished they could.
I'm going to say something very unpopular right now. that kind of came up. That match disappointed me. That match did not impress me. That he is not a good matchup for MM3 or Alex Weir, who are two of the best in-ring guys, in my opinion, period. Right there with Tommy Vendetta, Jason Hotch, you know, is, you know, the best around here.
Yeah. I already know. You ain't got to say nothing.
The FE and MM3 was fire. It was not a good matchup, I just think.
You know
in
what?
My
and
opinion,
I was,
it was not a good
to
matchup.
To be honest, and I agree
I
with you,
wasn't
I'm
a
not
good
match
lie. Because it was
look,
a good match.
Look,
they did. They brought the, you know, some Nick Gage. And, you know, it's cool to see Nick Gage not in just the
no,
dub,
I
just
watch
going
live.
From
I,
light tube to light tube. You know what I mean? So, I mean,
right.
I'm not shitting on the match. I just think that it was a bad matchup. I want to see Allie Kemp versus Jody Threat. I would love to see that
yes.
for the Divine Women's Championship.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. I feel like what we all wanted to see was MM3 FE2, but I'd be cool with MM3 Nick Gage in a death match. I don't, I you know,
ooh.
That would have been intriguing.
I agree with
six-man tag or six-person tag was a good matchup. It turned out to be a good match, well, until that fucking cocksucker, Nick Gage, started carving my friend's fucking nugget. My friend, who was not a competitor in that match.
He was, hey, listen, listen.
Pizza cutter.
He was going to, look, he was going to hit, nope, fuck that, fuck that.
Get the
I
fuck
love Goldman.
He was
going to. He was going to interfere in that match.
He was
going to. And he already
knew. Did he tell you
again.
He was going to? Did he tell you he was going to? You're
listen,
making assumptions.
Listen.
He might have been delivering a bundle of tubes to one of his three proteges he had in the ring, too.
Hey. Hey. It is what it is, and that's
he's
what
a manager.
Happened.
He carries a manager's license. He is officially the manager for MM3, for Jody Threat, for weaponized Alex Weir. He had every right to be there.
I totally agree, but you should know that Nick Gage don't give a fuck.
Nick Gage
does not give a fuck. If he's going to slice somebody,
man.
If he's going to slice and dice a motherfucker, he's going to slice him in the ass and serve him a fucking
guy who's not a competitor, who's not in the match, who has a fractured bone in his knee, might I add. And
can
that's
I ask
a
you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Can I ask you? Who won?
Nick Gage and Effie and Allie Kemp got the win.
There you go. Nothing else to be said. Like in the wrestling world, we say win by hook or win by crook. A win's a win. You go home a winner or you go home a loser.
Yeah, it was, again, a bad matchup. A thrown-together match.
If
this was Alex Weir and MM3 as a tag team, man, they are pure playing originals. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, absolutely, they were. It would be a different outcome. I get it. You know, Effie and Nick Gage are, you know, he's part of MDK, but they're not a tag team. They don't work as fluidly. It was, again, just a bad matchup. I'd like other matchups
could
have been made. Absolutely. Nick Gage comes out victorious, but the coward bastard attacked Jeremiah Goldmain, carved his face with a light tube and a pizza cutter, and left him bleeding. And I got a picture, actually. I'm going to send it to you right now. This is how, I mean, Ellie Kat, definitely.
But nonetheless,
a
listen,
lovely
listen,
woman.
Listen.
Let me say that.
I'm going to give you my opinion.
This
what
wasn't very nice of Ellie Kat. Check out your inbox, Martez and Day-Day. Look at that.
I was very disappointed that Nick Gage didn't come out. And even because Swag didn't show up. It was Jeff King versus Chuck Stein. What should have happened is Nick Gage should have came out and made that triple threat happen. And then that tag team match should have been broken up into the one-on-one match, MM3, with Jeremiah Goldman, the 24 Carolina in his corner, versus Effie. And then we should have had the Divine's Women's Championship match with Alley Cat versus the champion, Jody Threat.
And I think Alley Cat has earned that opportunity if she so wants it.
Not that I
want to see another
I
title slip away. You know, I mean, John Wayne Murdoch came out victorious. He's a Horror Slam regular, but definitely if it's Horror Slam versus GCW, that was a GCW win there. And, you know, in the four-way, that was a GCW win. GCW took the tag team titles away. The GCW tag team champion
GCW
also the Horror Slam tag team champion.
GCW kicked ass last night. GCW whooped some ass last night. Nonetheless, Horror Slam is always going to be
I disagree. It was absolutely even. I had Trey Miguel retained.
No, that's
you know,
what I'm saying. No, I didn't say that it wasn't even because the matches were definitely even and the matches were fucking bangers and fucking chaos.
And I really wasn't keeping score. I guess I would actually bought it on Fight TV. I gotta rewatch it. But
I see those pictures.
The Horror Slam
Alley Cat's looking at you guys nice.
That's not funny. I was trying to take
that
a picture
funny.
Of my poor
that's,
wounded
okay,
friend,
hey, you,
and
okay,
she
listen,
comes in and
listen,
poses next
listen,
to his dead body.
Listen,
what a sadistic
okay,
ass fuck.
Okay, listen, it's not funny. It's fucking hilarious. It's fucking hilarious.
You liar. Nothing
hilarious.
Fucking, I don't see
it's
it.
It's a static. It's a static.
That
it's
was
ecstatic.
Not funny.
Now he got the Cruella de Vil hair going on with blood going down his, dripping down his little fur going.
He just got his nugget carved with a light tube and a pizza cutter.
That's
an
what happens when you
extremely sharp pizza cutter at
this
that.
Is what happens. This is what happens when you mess with Nick Gage and you interfere in any type of way. Nick Gage is MDK all fucking day. He don't give a fuck. He robbed the bank. He'll carve a motherfucker to fucking make his money. He don't give a fuck. That's rated R. This is rated R. This is what you call the rated R wrestling podcast. But we don't give a fuck. This is rated R. But we see blood and guts.
It looks pretty even. It looks like it was about 3-3 if you count, because we got Sam Beal got the win. We're going to call him a Horror Slam guy.
Yeah, he's a Horror Slam guy.
You know, Chuck Stein and Jeff King, that was pretty
Chuck
much a
Stein
Horror
won.
Slam match.
Yeah, that was a match. But that shouldn't count because...
the six-way. And Jimmy Lloyd and Briar Wellington was, I guess, in no contest?
I can see
I mean,
that
Briar
kind of
got his ass beat. Let's just call a spade a spade. Briar kind of got his ass beat.
Yeah, nonetheless.
Trey Miguel defeated Tony Deppen. Oh, Josh Raymond and Gregory Iron, who won that match?
That was Gregory Irons because dude got fucked up. Remember, he got his nugget piece.
GCW.
That's
so
another
GCW. GCW with Hotch defeated Gray. They, yeah, it looks like.
I can call it either. But I think Horace
Evans
took it all the way home.
Match for match, it looks like GCW in the head-to-head got more wins against Horace Lamb.
But still, nonetheless, what a great show, dude, and that's what we're going to...
Nobody, if any Horror Slam guys were representing Horror Slam, none of them disappointed anybody. Affiliator,
no,
you
not
know,
at all.
Wearing the Horror
not
Slam jersey, myself included.
Even if they
I'm
lost the championship. Even if they lost matches
they
and lost championships, they went out
I
like
don't
champions.
I don't shit on guys publicly. I've told you privately about one, and there's actually two guys I was very not impressed with. and the other one was not a Horace Lamb guy.
Yeah. But nonetheless, dude, that's where we're going to close it off, guys. This is the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313, man. Premier Board of Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruz and my brother Greg DeMarc and my brother Martez Dale. We'll see you guys next week.
God bless in the name of Jesus.